Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 11, recorded on March 30th, 2008. First thing, I adjusted some volume settings this week, so I hope I didn't blow you out with the opening. I just have been noticing that when I listen back to the show on a portable MP3 player, it sounds quieter than other podcasts. So I cranked it this week, and I hope I didn't cause you, your ears, or any of your equipment any temporary or permanent damage. Also, the tip for this episode is a bit tricky to explain in an audio format alone, so I posted a link to some tutorials up on the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com. Also, because this tip is so tricky to explain, I brought in a special guest host. I hope you enjoy AT Tip number 17, Auto Summarize in Microsoft Word. I'd like to welcome Bebot back to the show. Hey there, Bebot. What have you been up to since your last visit?
I have been very busy. I have been very productive.
Really? What you been up to then?
I have been upgrading my systems. I'm the new and improved Bebot.
Cool. You've got some new features then, huh?
Affirmative.
Well, don't keep me in suspense, Bebot. What sort of system improvements have you made?
I have the ability to shrink text.
You mean you can change font size? That's not that impressive there, Bebot.
That is not what I mean, and you know it.
Whoa, calm down there, Bebot. I just got a bit confused, that's all. Why don't you explain what you mean by shrink text?
It is simple. I can analyze a word processing document and highlight main ideas. I can even eliminate the text that is not important.
You mean like, summarizing the document?
Affirmative. I can do that automatically.
So, you're saying you can auto-summarize a document?
Affirmative. Auto-summarize.
Just like Microsoft Word does?
Word cannot do that. Only I, Bebot, can do that.
Oh, I'm afraid it does do that, Bebot. See, you just got to go to the Tools menu and click on Auto-Summarize. A box will pop up giving you four different choices of how you'd like to summarize the document.
It cannot give you four choices. There is only one way to summarize. My way.
Yeah, okay, but it does give you four choices. They are highlight key points, insert a summary at the top of the document, extract the summary to a new document, and hide everything except the summary on the same document. Those might not be the exact titles, but that gets to the heart of what each one does. So here, let me show you.
I see now. That is interesting, but I still have a feature that Microsoft Word does not have.
Your winning personality?
Correction, two features. One, I can summarize based on any percentage of the text. I can scale the text up and down based on percentage. Two, my winning personality.
You might try working on that winning personality, Bebot, because you see right here, Microsoft Word can scale based on percentage as well. In fact, once you've summarized, you get this neat toolbar, and you can slide it right or left to adjust the amount of summarization. See?
Do all versions of Word have this feature?
Well, I'm not sure. This is Word 2003, so I know it has it. But I kind of like to not tell people what versions have it and what versions don't have it. This way, they'll be compelled to search their own version and see for themselves if their own version has it.
But are you supposed to be trying to tell people they do not need more work to do?
I'll tell you what. I'll post up some links to tutorials of different versions on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. People can go there and check it out. Sound reasonable?
Affirmative. That would be acceptable.
So glad you approve, Bebot.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention. I will go back and begin altering my program to include new features.
Good for you, Bebot. What do you have in mind for your next upgrade?
I am thinking of altering my hardware to include more multimedia. There is no program that does interactive multimedia presentations.
Yeah, okay. Well, welcome back, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed that tip, and I really hope that you're enjoying the podcast. I'm really looking for some feedback on what you think. Love it, hate it, whatever, I'd love some feedback. I'd love to hear which has been your favorite episode, which episode drove you nuts, which episode has been the most useful, and which one was pretty much worthless. Really, any feedback would be appreciated. Also, if you'd like, please go ahead and rate the podcast on iTunes and or write a review on iTunes. Also, if you find the show even a little bit worthwhile, share it with a friend. You can also contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive and may all your strategies be supportive.